Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome back to the Selfless Love Talk Show with your host, Coach Chanel Budd. And I have the honor today to bring to you someone who is a phenomenal woman. And just bear with us for 5 minutes. It's me for 5 seconds while we get everything together. She is actually in another country, and she is coming to us live. So I appreciate her very much. And we will get started in 5 seconds. So just one moment, please. Hello, everyone. Thank you for holding a couple seconds while we got everything together. But this evening, I am bringing to you the phenomenal New York Times best-selling author, Sonya Renee Taylor. It is an honor to have her on the show. I kept this for last. I didn't want to boast. I didn't want to brag. I just wanted to say that we had the honor to have Sonya on the Selfless Love Talk Show, okay? She is actually my cousin. That is the surprise. And I'm just so honored and overwhelmed, you know, with emotions of excitement because she is a powerful woman. And, you know, I don't brag on her as far as being blood. I just brag on her for being who she is. And that is phenomenal. So, Sonya, I would like to go ahead and give you the honor of introducing yourself and giving us a little bit about your background and listen, New York Times best-selling author. Let's go. Let's go.
First of all, thank you so much, Chanel, for having me on your show. I am grateful to be here. It is always a delight to get to be in community with you, and also just to get to see your face. I mean, the audience doesn't know that I can see your face, but we're on Zoom. And I just when you logged on, I was like, oh, it's my face too. It's my family face.
It's amazing.
It's so beautiful. I love that. Yeah. So I am an author. I'm an activist. I am a CEO of a company called The Body of Thought and Apology, a digital media and education company that explores the intersection of identity and body and social justice using a lens we call radical self-love. I'm the author of 5 books now, and one of them is a New York Times bestseller. It is The Body of Thought and Apology, The Power of Radical Self-Love. I live in New Zealand, so I am talking to you all from 10 o'clock in the morning on Friday. So I'm in the future in that way.
Wow.
I'm really grateful. I'm grateful to get to do what it is that I love. I'm grateful to get to share my ideas with the world and have them be received as, you know, as part of what helps people live the lives that they want to live. It's part of the sort of creation of a more just and equitable and compassionate planet. I'm grateful. I'm grateful for all of the things, and I'm grateful to be in this conversation with you today.
Thank you. Wonderful. So what I'm getting ready to do is I'm going to do a little tester because I want to make sure that our audience can hear you clearly because I don't want them to miss anything, okay? So one moment, and I'm asking our audience, please, as you are listening, to mute your phones in the background, okay? So that'll help us with the background noise. And I'm going to go ahead and unmute you all because I just want to get to some clarification that you all can actually hear Sonya, okay? Hello and good evening, everyone. I'm doing a mic check. I just want to make sure you all can hear her. So please go ahead and acknowledge that you hear us clearly.
Yes.
Perfect. Thank you so much. All right, we'll continue on with the show. So, Sonia, tell us what inspired you to write The Body Is Not an Apology. What inspired, like, what was that moment you got that was just like, you know what, I got to do this? What was that like?
Yeah, you know, this always feels like an unfair question in some ways, because I can't say that I was inspired to write The Body Is Not an Apology so much as I was asked by a publisher if I'd be down to write a book. And
yeah.
I was like, well, I guess so, since, you know, somebody asked me to. And so there was a way in which, you know, I had been doing the work of The Body Is Not an Apology since 2011. And so this is our 10th year of doing this work. And the work matters to me, and I wanted it to be in the world. It felt important to be sharing this idea of radical self-love in the world. I saw it as a pathway towards personal liberation mm-hmm. and towards social change, and I wanted that. And I was like, maybe one day I'll write a book, but it didn't feel like anything that was, you know, on my schedule immediately. And then an editor from my publishing house, Barrett Kohler, heard me on a podcast, you know, found somebody who knew me who had an email address for me and sent me an email and just was like, hey, I've heard you talking about these ideas. Have you ever thought about writing a book? And I was like, well, I mean, it doesn't get easier to get a book deal than to just have somebody ask you if you want one.
Yes.
So I was like, I guess, you know, I'm a firm believer that, like, you know, God is constantly sending you signs. Like, hey, I'm bringing this around because this is my direction, and I'm going to make it as an easy and clear path for you as possible so that you can take it. And so that's what I saw that as. When that showed up, I was like, obviously God means me to write this book.
Absolutely. Right.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. So, what does the body is not an apology? What does that mean for you?
Yeah. So, for me, the body is not an apology is it's a reminder that there is, my mother used to say, God don't make no jumps, right? And so, for me, that's what that means. It's a reminder that there is, as my friend Glenn Marla says, there's no wrong way to have a body. There's nothing that I need to be sorry for about who I am and how I am in the world and the body that I inhabit and reside in. And inside of that has always been the question of, what would happen if we stopped apologizing? What would happen if we didn't treat our bodies and other people's bodies like things that required an apology? Like, well, how would that change the world? How would it change us individually? And so that really is the focus of the work, is how do we stop apologizing? How do we stop acting like there is something to apologize for?
Absolutely.
In being in the bodies that we're
And yeah. what amazes me is you saying that, you know, and then seeing how you were obedient in doing so, right?
Mm-hmm.
You took them up on it. And taking him up on it, just seeing the journey and how you gave so many people permission to have radical self-love.
Yeah.
I mean, it was like this big explosion of, you know, I can love myself. I'm good with me and who I am. No matter what, you can be small, you can be heavy set, you can be just, you know, I mean, just big and beautiful. However you are, embrace yourself, right? Flaws and all, right? It doesn't matter. You don't have flaws because guess what? Everything is beautiful.
Right. Because we are
right.
Perfectly and perfectly made.
Right. So, I mean, just giving everybody permission, you know, every single ethnic group. I mean, it doesn't matter. I mean, it's just amazing how, you know, it opened it up and it just took off the way it did. It's a beautiful thing. It really is. And then it actually inspires me as well. So, you know.
Well, thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm really convinced that radical self-love is contagious. You know, like, if nothing else, in the last year and a half, what we've learned is that things are contagious,
mm-hmm.
and that we can spread whatever it is that we decide we're going to spread, or we can stop spreading things, and it depends on what it is we choose to do. And I've always believed that, like, how it is that we move and understand and feel about our bodies is also contagious. I have been around people who feel burdened by shame, and I leave feeling shame.
Mm-hmm.
I leave feeling not as empowered in my body. And then I've been in community with people who are just overflowing with what feels like love, and then I feel like I catch some of that when I'm in relationship with them. And so if we know it's all contagious, what happens when we become intentional about what we want to spread? And so it's just been beautiful to watch radical self-love be the offering that I want to spread and watching it be as contagious as I thought it was.
Absolutely. Thank you. Another thing I wanted you to touch on is you have multiple guests, okay? So you're not only a New York Times bestselling author, right? So can you tell us a little bit more about, you know, who you are?
Yeah, because
it's amazing.
I'm an artist, I'm an activist, I do a bunch of things. Started is probably not the right word, but I spent 10 years of my life as a professional performance poet, writing and performing poetry and traveling around the world, sharing that artistry. The work of the body is not an apology came from poetry. Like, poetry started first, and I think that poetry is always the medium through which my stories come through which, like, whatever it is that I see about the world wants to come through. And so poetry is what the first form that the words the body of my mythology came through was, oh, I guess this is a poem. I guess I'm going to have to write this. I spent 10 years of my life doing poetry. I went to performing arts middle school and high school, and so musical theater and theater is a major part of my life. I sing everything. I just sing all the time.
Wow, I didn't know you sing.
I think there's a difference between I sing and I can sing.
Okay.
Like, I sing. I don't know if I can sing.
Uh-huh.
I sing. So art to me is part of the way that I make sense of the world. And so art has always been a part of my activism and sort of drives my activism. It's how I understand and make sense of the things that I want to confront or talk about in the world. And then there's my activism, which has always existed. My life before the body is not an apology and before poetry was doing HIV prevention and public health, working with sex workers, working with adjudicated youth, working in wilderness therapeutic programs, working with folks with chronic mental illness. So there's always been that part of my life as well. And I really think today that my work is a reflection of all of those other iterations of my life. All of those other jobs have made this one big job.
Understood. It's amazing. I'm going to open it up to see if any of our listening guests would like to ask you any questions specifically, okay? And as I open up the line, I would like for you all, if you do not have a question, to please keep your phone muted and or when someone else is asking a question, to wait until they're finished, and then you can unmute your phone. So I'm going to go ahead and everyone is going to go on live. Okay, so is there anyone that would like to ask a specific question to Sonya? This is your time to do so now. All right. Well, if there's no questions, we'll continue on with the show. Okay, so Sonya, what I would like to know And what I would like to see if you can do for us is give us information on how we can connect. But there's something that I wanted I wanted you to say as far as I see that you actually have an extra set of fitness group.
I have a dance group.
So that's important. Yeah. And I mean, that's something that is amazing, and we all need that right now. So I wanted to know if you could, you know, give the audience a little bit more information as to how they can connect, if they would like to be a part of the dance group.
Yeah, absolutely. So back in December, I got COVID, and it was really scary. I had a very mild case. Thank God, I had a really mild case of it, mostly just like a flu kind of symptoms, light flu symptoms. But it highlighted for me that I needed to be taking better care of myself, right? That I needed to be as intentional about taking care of my physical stuff as I am about taking care of my mental and emotional stuff. And you know, one of the things that I started doing when I was in isolation and COVID is I would just like put on the video for the wobble and just do the wobble in the house by myself. So part of it was like, you got to make your lungs move mm-hmm. and work, right? Like so that this disease doesn't take over your lungs. And so I started doing that, and I was like, well, what if I wasn't alone? Like, what if I moved my body intentionally? And I think one of the things that I talked about this in the body of anthropology in the first edition, for so many of us, movement is, you know, has become a chore or a punishment. It's the thing we do to, like, punish our body because it's misbehaving, because it doesn't look the way we want it to look or act the way we want it to act. And I really have always been about what does it look like to reclaim movement as a place of joy. You know, I like to remind us of, like, when we were in elementary school and they rang the bell for recess and how hyped we were. We were hyped to go outside and play and run around and be in our bodies. And what would it look like to reclaim that kind of joy about being in our bodies again? And so for me, if there's anything I'm going to do consistently, I usually have to enlist some other people to help me do it. Mm-hmm. So I was like, well, how am I going to move on a regular basis? I'm going to start something and invite people to move with me, and that's how I'll move on a regular basis. And so I was like, you know what? I really love dancing, and I like it when people teach me dances, and I like, you know, dancing is a beautiful way for me to be in my body that doesn't feel like punishment or a chore. And so I was like, okay, I'm going to start 3 days a week dance class, dance party, and I call it Radical Movement, and I ask dance instructors, people of color, to facilitate the classes. And so we started in January, and we have instructors all the way through June, and every week there's a new instructor. We dance on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. On my Instagram page, in my bio, if you were to go to my Instagram page, it's on Renee Taylor, you'll see a Linktree bio, and in it, there's a link for, it'll say community dance party, and that is our Radical Movement class. It is currently at, I'm trying to translate time, because, you know, I'm in a different time zone.
Yes.
But it's on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, and I think it's at 2 p.m., on Mondays and Wednesdays, and I think that's 5 p.m. or 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Friday. And so, anyway, you click the link and you come to class. That's it. And then there's an instructor, and they teach us a routine, and we dance together, and it's always fun. This week was Afro-Peruvian and flamenco dance. Last week was this guy, Drew, who taught us some hip hop, dance in the earth, wind, and fire. Like, it's beautiful. We have a beautiful, amazing time. So that's definitely, if you're looking for a way to be in movement that doesn't feel like a chore, it's just fun and about being in community, and it's totally free, come hang out at Radical Movement.
It's amazing. Thank you so much for that. And I think I'm going to be joining you soon.
Yeah.
So I love it.
Yes.
Yes, I love it. And I need to hold myself accountable. Okay, so I'm definitely one who needs to take that step. It's time.
Got it.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll radically move together.
Okay. So I wanted to ask you one last question. The question that I have for you is, will you still be on Instagram, or how is that transitioning? Because I would like for the listening audience to be able to always connect with you. You know, I know there's a lot of people who love you. They love what you're doing. And so give us some information so that we can, you know, follow you. And if there's anything that you have going on, we'll be able to support.
Yeah, absolutely. So Instagram has been historically my primary way of staying in touch with people and where I post my videos and sort of the way to be in regular community with my work. I don't enjoy Instagram as a platform anymore. I mean, that's true for me for most social media platforms is, you know, it is important for me to remember that, like, if the platform is free, it's because you're the product.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm not interested in being Instagram's product, and I'm not interested in, and, you know, they are platforms that thrive off of disharmony, right? Because disharmony is what keeps people engaged, keeps people coming back and arguing and fighting online. And so there's a way in which those platforms really revel in that and create their algorithms so that that's how we interact with each other. And that's not the relationship I want with people or my community. And so I am leaving Instagram. Today is actually my last day. Leaving Instagram as a platform of, like, engagement. So you can't talk to me on Instagram.
Right.
Like, you can still go there. You can access my videos. I will continue to post content on Instagram, but it will not be content you can engage with. It'll just be a place where you can look at things. If you desire to be in community with me, if you desire to be in conversation, if you want to, like, share ideas and have me share ideas back, I invite you over to my Patreon. And, you know, Patreon is a place where generally for people who support your work can economically support your work and get access to whatever it is you're creating. The tiers start at $1 a month, so you can literally just follow along for $1 a month. So $12 for the year, you just hang out and talk to Sonia if that's what you want to do. But again, all of the content will be there. What I'm trying to normalize, and I think the social media has actually really messed us up on, is how do we be in relationship with each other? And what does a relationship of reciprocity look like? I think social media has taught us to just take from each other. I go there, I take this, I take that, I take this, and I never have to give anything back, and I don't have to be in relationship with the person. And I'm interested in building community where we're in reciprocity. And so if you get something from me, what is your offering in return? That's how we build relationship, right? And so I think at least Patreon starts to get us closer to that. It's imperfect, but I think it starts to get us closer to that. So that's where I'll be hanging out. All of these things are just my name, Sonia Renee Taylor. If you go to patreon.com, Sonia Renee Taylor, you'll find me. If you go to Instagram still, Sonia Renee Taylor, you'll find me. And then also you can go to the bodyofmyapology.com website, and there's lots of information there still and content about my work and about the work of radical self-love in the world. And you can also follow the Body of My Apology on Instagram at the Body of My Apology.
Thank you so, so much. So
you can also visit my website. You can go to my website. It's also my name, SoniaReneeTaylor.com.
Amazing. Thank you so much, Sonia. It has been a pleasure. I don't know if you have anything would like to add, any last-minute words, encouraging words, anything that you would like to say. The floor is yours.
I just want to thank you. It's been beautiful watching you follow your vision and your dreams and create spaces and platforms and work in the world. And I'm always excited to support in whatever way I can. So I feel really, really grateful to get to do that. And I'm really proud of you and proud of the work that you're doing in the world. So there's that. And then there's also, like, if you want to know more about this work, if you want to know more about how radical self-love can be a transformative tool in your life and a transformative tool for the world, I invite you to get the book, The Body is Not an Apology, The Power of Radical Self-Love. I invite you to get the workbook, Your Body is Not an Apology workbook, which is really a place where you can practice these ideas in your own individual life. I have a children's puberty book called Celebrate Your Body and Its Changes Too. So if you have a girl between the ages of 7 and 12 going through puberty, I invite you to get that book. These are all, both of my books you can get on my website, but you can also get them any place books are sold. So I invite you to go and get them at your local independent Black-owned bookstore. That's always a good place to go. And I hope you'll just stay in community with me. I think this work is transformative. I think this work really can change how we are with ourselves and how we are in the world.
Absolutely. I thank you so much. You are prospering. Okay, there you go. I thank you so much for being on the show. It is a pleasure.
Yes.
It is an honor. And, just to see the legacies, it's just beautiful. And I support you, and I will continue to make sure that, you know, whoever comes in and says, okay, how can I get her information, I will make sure they get it. This is a live recording, so this can be shared. You can listen to the replays. Sonya Renee Taylor is available. You can go to Selfless Love Talk with your host, Coach Chanel Budd. And it's just been an honor. I pray that all is well and that you are covered and just soar. You're so beautiful, and I'm very, very proud to call you my cousin.
It's so mutual, cousin. I love you very much.
All right. So have a good day, because it is the morning there in New Zealand.
Yes,
it is actually it's amazing, and I'm getting ready to go eat dinner. So it's just amazing. But I love you, and hopefully we will be able to do this again. It was beautiful.
Awesome. Love you much.
All right. Bye for now.